Wir starten die Mishnah bei Tavik Tess und mit Alef Eish Ishesh und Isarif Blodo Bevlad Kaloso that became Isarif her son with the son of her daughter-in-law. So you have now two boys Higdilo HaKaruves Begua Benoso Noshim and they got married. Umeiso, and then they died. Bnei Hakala, now the rabbi children of the Kala, is Chilzen Veloy Meyabnim. So they give Chalitza to the Bnei Ataruvit. They cannot give Yibum, Shehu Sofik Eishes Achi, Sofik Eishes Achi Ovid. One is an Ashes Achi, which you could be Chalitz. You have to give Chalitz. It could be Miyam theoretically, but we don't know which one is Ashes Achi. And one is Ashes Achi Ovid, which is an elder. Bnei Hazakene, Oy Chalitzin, Oy Miyamim. Shesophic Ashes Achi. By them, it's a Sophic Ashes Achi. Or the Ashes Ben Ochiv. And since the Bnei HaKal have already given Chalitza, so there's no Shail of Yevom Elishuk, and there's no Elva of Ashes Ben Ochiv. So Memele, so it's no problem. Mesu HaKsherim, what if the Vadoim died? So then, Atarubes, Livnei Hazakene, Chilzen Veloy Miyabmen. So if the Bnei, Hazakene died, so the Chilzen Veloy Miyabmen, Shusofik Eishes Ochid, the Eishes Achi Ovid. Livnei Hakala, what if the Bnei Hakala died? Is echad chaylitz ve echad miyabim. So one gives chalitze and one could be miyabim. Because the one who gives, the real one is an eishes ochiv, and for the other one it's eishes ben ochiv. Kehanes shenis arev vlodo bivlad shivchoso. A kehenes that her son became nis'arev with the son of her shifre. Re'elu oichlem betrume. Both of them are permitted to eat trume. Bechelkim chelek echot begoyren. And they get one chelek in the goyren. B'shas chalukes hatrume. They take one chelek. Ve'inom metamim lemeisim. These two are not permitted to be metamim lemeisim because one is a kain. Ba'inam noisim noshim is not permitted to get married at all. Ben ksheiros, ben psulos. They can't marry ksheiros because one is an eved. They can't marry psulos because one is a kain. Higdilu ataruvis v'shichu zeh. They grew up. V'shichu zeh, and each one was mashacha the other one. So now we know that there's no Evet here. One is a Kayin, and one is an Evet Meshucha, a Ben Chayin. His Naisim Noshim Ruiyes Lekahune, so they marry women which are Mutta Lekahune. Ve'ino Metamim Lemeisim, they're not Metamim Lemeisim. Ve'initmu, if they did become Tami Lemeisim, and they were Masra them, Einom Seif Kino Aboyim, because each one is a suffikoid. Ve'einam oichlam betrume, they're not permitted to eat trume, because one of them is a zor. Im ochlu, if they did eat, einam mishalmim kerem v'chaymish. Ve'einam chilkim al hagoyrim, they're not permitted to be chilek al hagoyrim. You don't give them a chilek al hagoyrim. Umoichim es hatrume, Vadomim shalohem. And the trume them mechuyev to give, the mafresh trume from their table. So there's a suffix, each one is a suffix coin. So he's part of a mitzvah's nesima, makes mechaver all of a raya. He's not allowed to eat truma either because he's maybe zazo. He's not mechuyif to give truma. So he sells the truma to a koyin, vadomim shalohem. Ve'einom chilkim bekotshe hamigdosh, ve'nat chilik bekotshe hamigdosh, ve'ein noisnim lehem kodoshim, you don't give them kodshim, ve'ein moitzien shalohem yedeyem. See in Rashi soon what this means, but let's just finish the Mishnah, Upturim in Ezroyim, in Ochayim, in Akeve, Bechayra Yeroya Atshe Yistoyiv, Benoistim Olof Chumrei Kahanim, Bechumrei Yisraelim. Now let us start from the Rashi which we left off yesterday. Bein Chilkim Bekotche Hamigdosh, Kigoyin Oirois Kotche. Is this the Kahanim Evaschus to take Eiroi's Kotche? But he's a Sofikoi. Vein Noistim Lam Kotchim Lahachi. He can't be Makrev either. Vein Moitzin Shalohen Miyodo. The Idoch Gise, but they're Mechuyev, you're not Moitzin Miyodo. The Rashi says two Pshotim. Pshot number one. Im hoyu chayovim chatos oy osham oy oylo. If they were chayov a chatos oy osham oy oylo, ein koifen oysom lesitein la'anshe mishmo. So we will not force them to give their korban, their mechuyev to bring la'anshe mishmo. And by giving it to the anshe mishmo, the liyois avidosom. Avidosim means schar avidosim, which means the boso. Va'oyram la'anshe mishma, because that is the schus of the anshe mishma, all the kabonis that are nikra b'mishmartom. So the schar avidosim, which is the boso, and the oyr belongs to the anshe mishma. But you can't force them to give to the anshe mishma. The chol chad omar anokoyim. I'm a koyim. Visanye minayin lekoyin shabo makriv kolbonoso kolsho sheyirtze. Vafilu b'mishmar she'ein shaloi, that a koyin has the right to be makriv his personal kolbonos whenever he wants. It doesn't have to be his mishmar. Talmud loyma ubochol ubo bechol avas navshe v'sheyes. That he can do the avoide whenever he wants. He's not bound by the Chalukas HaMishmos. That's Dafke for the Kabonis of Klal Yisrael. A Koyin can come whenever he wants. That's number one. Vafilu, Yimaki Uchol Shoshi Yitz. Vafilu B'mishmo She'ene Shalechem Uchol B'bo B'chol Avas Nafshi V'Sheiris. Uminayim She'avaydosom V'oyram Shaloy Yimavi Shail. That's doing the Avoyda. They can't tap him on the shoulder and say, I'm sure that this Mishmah is officiating this week. He tells them, the Posik, I can officiate, I can do the Veda whenever I want to. Uminayim shavaydosam, schar avaydosam, the boso, v'oiram shaloi, of his kobonis, tamad loime v'ish as kadoshov loyiyu. So another day, that the kadosho from his kolbonis, that belongs to him. Doesn't belong to them, it belongs to him. V'taru v'isalolu. Now, we have here two people. Each one is a sofek koyin. Hoyo v'ha'echod mehen koyin. One of them is a koyin. And bezn yechoylen v'hoitzi miyodon bal kolchom. Now, yechayev a chatos. So Bezdin can force him, Bal Kocham Ulesiton La Anshe Mishmo, and to give the Kobonis to the Anshe Mishmo, Elo Yakrivu Kobunay Sayyan. Listen, I can be Makrivit, I'm a Sophic Koyim, of the Yarsalayim Abosa Vahoyah. But there's the second din. There's a din, v'ish as kadoshav lo yiyu. This is a right that each koyin each kohen which is a baal kodman has, that kodosho, the basar and the oir of his kodshim lo yiyu, it does not belong to the anshei mishma. The yavzol am basar v'oir, and what will they do with the basar? The yitnum lechol mishayutzu. No, they can give it whoever they want to. They are not bound by the chalukas hamishmoris. That's number one. That's when Meitzin Shalahem Yodom is going on the Basar and the earth. Number two, Oy Halolu Yasu Shliach Kol Koyin Sheyirtzu Lahakriv Es Kolbonam. Another thing, Emitzin Shalahem, that means we want to be makriv. We want to be makriv. I have a chatos, an osham to be makriv. So, all these kehanim, which in this mishmor, I would appreciate that they shouldn't do the avoide on my kohen. I have another kohen who's a very good oived avoide. So I'll bring him in to do the avoide. Now, how can you bring in a friend the kohen? That's my right as kohen. So just like I have a right to be back in my own kohen, so I can make a shliach. That means in the krova of my kohen, I have a schus of a sheiris. So memela, I can make a kohen also to do the avoide of my kohen. Oi. That's also the ein meitzin shleim miyodam. That means the right of a krova. You can't force me to give it over to you. A yishu es kobonan anshe yisratzu heim lesiton la anshe mishma. Or, Rashi says a third alternative. They'll wait. Now they don't see any. In this mishma, they don't see any kohen which they're interested, they should be makir their kohen. So they'll wait till the mishma will come by. That there they these are mehuda dikakanim, and they'll give it in that mishma. Now on this third thing that Rashi says, the Rishash asks, he doesn't understand. He says, why, what way is the B'nai HaTaruvis different than any other person? Where is there such a halacha that you have to, I'm chai b'chadosh, you have to give it to this mishma? I'll also wait a few weeks. And he says, if it involves Baal Ta'acha, so he says, Baal Ta'acha, what's the chilik between that kohen and the Safek kohen and someone else? Baal Ta'acha is also mitzuvim Baal Ta'acha. So he doesn't understand this third case that Rashi mentions. This kasha the Rishash says. Loshen Acha V'ika. Now Rashi says a second loshen. Beinoisnim lem kodshim bebchur v'charumim koma. The first part was beinoisnim kodshim lahakriv. No, you don't give them a bchur. A bchir is from the matnas kohuna. You don't give them a bchir. You don't give them charomim. They're safek kahanim. Ve'ein meitzina shalem miyodam. But their bchir and their charomim, they can keep. Domar anor koyim. Ve'gabi charomim namitnam. A kahanim eim achimim. Shachromim shalahem. And now, later, the Mishnah says, so what do they do with the B'chayr? My covered B'chayr Shaloi. Yireh Ache Yistayiv, V'lo Yakriven Otam. It shouldn't be Makriv Etandim Kein Lo Yeyochelas B'soroi, Shehem Makriv Yakvenu. This B'chol, I don't understand the Loshon of Rashi, Shehem Makriv Yakvenu. What means the Makriv? He can't eat the Bosa because he's a Sofik Zor. Absolutely, Shehem Makriv Yakvenu. Rashi says that's why he shouldn't be Makriv without Stam. Loshon Rishon Koshali. The first shot, Emitzin Shalahem Yodom, Damrin and Bagoizel, the Hechad Leimotzi, Ovid Avoid, the Shliach Nami Leimotzi Mash. The Gemara says if a Kohen himself is not a Bar Avoda, he's a Balmum, he's a Tomer, so then he doesn't, he can make a Shliach. All these schusim that he has, if he himself is a Bar Avoda, then he can make a Shliach also. So Rashi held he's not called a Bar Avoda, he's a Sefer Kohen, he can't do the Avoda. So Memele, so that's why Rashi does not like this first pshat. And afilu bisman abayis, the holy motzi lemichfinu lemitain lekahanim lakuvit. We can't force him to give his prayer to the kahanim lakuvit, the lechalas besori, because I'm a kohen. I'm not mechuyev to give to kahan. I'm a kohen. The inu nami le motzvi le meisve le koyin ula harze lehen aboso. Here Rashi says, they should let him eat the boso is also not. The chiltam ain't in echel le kahanim. Here Rashi says, this one, the sasi bei psorim yilachok, haze et nuva, but b'chayr is perik at kame. Hilkach yirat she yistoyiv, umuta le shoktoy bimdine. Umuta le shoktoy bimdine. And then after, if it became a Balmum, it's Mutl Shachta Medini v'yachlu heim. They'll eat it, b'chei Balmum, ain't by Mishim Zoros, ala Mishim de Gezel, de Matnes Kune, v'ochi Gezel leke, da meitze mechaveri ola v'raya. Now, because I wanted to explain this last halacha, l'chayre, it's a very modern halacha. The last halacha is that there's a B'nai Taruvis, there's two children, one is a Kohen, one is not a Kohen. We don't know which one is the Kohen. Now, it was nailed by them a B'chir. So, what do you do with this B'chir? The Mishnah says, Yerashe Yistayef. He waits till he becomes a Balmum and then he eats it himself. So Lachere, at the first glance, it hit me. I mean, this is a Mishnah's Hasidim. You have a Bechayr. Lachere, a Tam, there's a Mitzvah's Akrove. Yeah, if you'll be makrev it, you won't be able to eat it. No, is that the only criteria? So you won't be able to eat it. I mean, there's a Mitzvah to be makrev a Bechayr Tam. Well, it seems from the Mishnah that this is what you do. You're not makrev it, you'll become a mum, you'll eat it yourself. So it would seem from Rabbi Yankev, Bemis Liyakev, that Bemison, Ashwag also wanted to say such a psarayim, that Bemison has the mitzvah of Bechoyer, is a bechir is a matnas kahuna. You give to a kohen. That's your mitzvah. It's not mutl on the Yisrael to be makim the kohen. That's not your parsha. You have a mitzvah to give to the kohen. That's a matnas kahuna, like all matnas kahuna. What does the kohen do with it? The kohen does as follows. If it's a tam, so he's makrib it and he eats it. If it's a balmum, so he eats it without a krobe. There's a mitzvah to eat psar habchir. How to eat it is totally what the matzav of the prayer is. But that's step number two. That means after you were mekayim the nesina lekoyin, now the koyin is a seder, how this prayer should be nechel. If it's a tam, it's nechel after dalad avoidis. If it's not a tam, it's nechel after lebimdina. So now, as this mitzvah of Nesina Lekoyen, forget about. Finished. So, there's nothing more to talk about. So, I don't have to give it a koyin. For all practical purposes, I can assume I'm a koyin. Akaponim and Chayish Mishra, I can zich assume I'm a koyin. Now there's a mitzvah to eat a b'chayr. I can't eat it out balmum because I can eat it out tam because I'm a safek kohen. So I eat it only one way. So I wait till it becomes a balmum. That means there's no, the inyan of akrove is only a seder, how the kohen should eat it. There's a mitzvah achilas of b'chayr. So memela, but that seder does not apply by a sofi kohen. So memela, so we leave it by him till it becomes a bavum, and then I'll eat it. Chumri Yisraelim v'chumri kahanim meforish b'gmor. Now let us see Tosfos. Ve'einon mitamim lemeisa. Teimelari, the mailek toni nami ve'ein soifken es ha'aboim kedek toni seife. To say, look, we have here a kohen and an eved. And there's a taruvis, so both of them are not metamal amesim. So the mishnah should have been mesaim, and if they were metam, we don't give them malchus. Kediktoni b'seifa. Ve'im mishum desnan b'seifa lechosh l'shanoisa. It said already in the seifa. So didn't want to repeat it in the reish. Oktoni ve'im metamal amesim avagav detoni b'seifa. So, but he did repeat it. Why does he say twice, may metamal amesim? So he's talking about, there are two cases here. The first case, one is an eved and one is a kohen. And the second case, one is a ben chayrin and one is a kohen. So, that's Tosfos kasha. The Mashor is metadet to say, I will see the Gemara later, the Gemara explains that what it says in the Mishnah, Higdilo ha-taruves v'shichru zeh zeh. When they become gdoilim, v'shichru zeh zeh is not a historical statement. They weren't meshachen, nor the mechuyah to be meshachen zeh zeh, because like this, they have kahak tzoris. No, none of them can get married. One is a kohen, one is an eved, and you can't find a shidduch for any of them. So memele, so we force them to be meshachar zeh. So the Marsha says, so al kochach. So here we're speaking about when he's still an eved is before tzigdilu. So before tzigdilu, so it's you can't say ve'ein soif kenes la'boyim. You don't a cotton. You don't give a cotton an einish bezin. What say ve'ein soif kenes la'boyim? It's what's right, metamal amesim is, okay, there's emev amaltal hazak delam alaktanim, that we could still say, but in soifkines aboim, we can't say, because, if a steitzach, afulu, abadikain is not soifkines aboim, you don't manish a cotton. Is this talking about before higdilu? If the Rishash wants a tiny higdilu means when they become 20, not when they become 13. The din tree is when they become 20, so memela, so it's not such a good teretz on Tosfos kasha. Vim ochlu ein mishalmin keren v'chaymish. Nehei de ein mishalmin mikomokim tzrichen lahafrish mishum kapor. So Rav Yankiv says, Tosfos had a ha'orev. The Loshin, it should have said, Vimochla ain mechuyoven bekeren b'choymish. What does it say? Ain mishalmin keren b'choymish. So ain mishalmin keren b'choymish means that fakert, there's in Achilas Trume, there is a gezel dikedin, and then there's a yiradei dikedin. So as the gezel the kedin, let us say for practical purposes, he ate his own truma. So as the gezel ashevet the kedin, so in mishalman, maybe I'm a kohen. But as the yiradei the kedin, so the din is tashlumik truma zakapore. So you have to be mafrish truma al kaponim. You have to take truma misvakonim. And you mafrish that this should be b'mokim the truma she'ochel. So that's why it doesn't say ein mechuyovim b'keren b'chaymish. The mechuy b'keren b'chaymish mitzad dinei kapore, not mitzad dinei chayishem mishpet. That's why it says ein mishalmin keren b'chaymish. The einam chilkim al agoyrim. Ba'afilu yavoyu shneim al agoira. And that's poshut. If one of them comes and asks for a chelik, it's poshut. You don't give him. Who says you're a kohen? But if both come, v'yisnu, and they'll make a tnai, im kohen ani tnuli bishvili. V'im chavei rai kohen tnuli bishviloi. If aloha im chelkin, even then oichlen duma osili deita kolo. Since one of them is not permitted to eat, both of them are not permitted to eat, so by mail we don't give them. Ve'ein moitzien mishalohem. That's what it said. Ve'ein moitzien shalohem. Perish bekuntres peloshen echot. That's the first loshen by us. Im hoyu chayovim oylo echatas va'oshom. En koifin oysom lesitan la'anshe mishmalies aveidosom va'oyram shalohem. You don't force them that they should give the Anshei Mishmo, that the Avedosim, again means the Boso, Schar Avedosim, the Oiram Shalem. You don't force them to give to the Anshei Mishmo the Matnes Kahuna of the Kodem, the Chol Chadoma, Ano Koyin Ano, the Koyin Makri, the Chol Shoshe Yilze, the Mishmo Sheini Shaloi. Elo oyakibulam kolbonis viyazalam aboso viyidno lachom ishiyirtsu. Oy elo yasa shliach kolkain shiyirtsu lahakir bekol. That is pshat. That we have a right to take the bosar and the earth, since we're sofek kahanim. And also we have a right to choose which coin we want to make the hakrova. That's nichla on the gzeres hakosef from v'sheirish, that we have the schus hakrove and a mishmosheini shaloi, when we have the schus chalukas hakobim, ishas kodoshav lo yir. V'ikshal zeh bekuntres, but Rashi did not like this pshat, omrinem bagoy zolkame, v'heiche de leimotzi ovid avoyde shlich nami leimotzi mash. That this schus that a kohen has is only if he's a bar avoyde, but if he's a lav bar avoyde, he can't make a shlich and doesn't have any schusim in the kobonis. So Rashi meant, so each one of them is a lav bar avoyde, each one is a sofik zol. So memele, so they don't have any schusim. Vaimari, ta'in ze kushe. The shani hoche im yovei el yov v'yoymer shehu koyin ho yeroi lavid avoyde. He's called a bar avoyde. You can't say b'poil he can't do the avoyde, but that does not mean anything. But he's considered a bar avoyde because it's possible that on the tzad that he's a koyin is called a bar avoyde. Taisus Rashi seemed to say, if on the Tadi's a coin is not a bar avoid, because he can't do avoid. So that Taisus says, no, on the Tadi's a coin is a bar avoid. Im Yovi Eliyo, if Eliyo will tell us that he's a coin. So he's called Roy Lavin Avoid. Kemoy Choyle Vizoke, Shenoysen Laize Mishmo Shayir, Tzahoyo Vaidei Adchak Roy Lavoide Kidmeforish Pagoyz. That since a choyle v'zokin, it will be misamitz, is a zokin or a choyle a bar avoide. It's very difficult for him to do the avoide. It's a strain. He doesn't feel well. But could be, if a bevetzach onstrengin, he'll be able to do the avoide. If he's up to it, if he's not up to it, get menishton. But, that's called a bar avoide. If a yedei adchak he could do avoide, that's called a bar avoide. So memele, if Eliyo Anovi would be mevarer that he's a kind, it's also called a bar avoide. V'cheimotzo harav olchonon behedye birishalmi. V'koma hoya zokein oichoyle. Noisne lochol mishmer sheyirtze. he could choose who he wants to give it to. If he's a zaken echel, hoye tomei or balmum. But if he was a tomei or a balmum, noisna lo isay mishma. Then he gives it to that mishma. He's not a baldova. He can't say who to give it to. Umasik, and the Yerushalmi says that tarubos, if you have here a tarubos of a kohen and an eved, or a kohen and a zor, of dinelu kechoyl of a zokin, the taninin ain matzin shalem yedayim. So mamele, so it's an often Yerushalmi, this pshat, what Rashi says, what Rashi shlugs up. Baloshin Shaini Shapirish, the second Pshat of Rashi says, Ve'einoistim lem kochim bebcher v'charomim koma, kosher l'ri, midetoni be'elchin chami kahanim ad shelo yibohu liyad koin hareim kehegdish, mi shebohu liyad koin hareihin chulim, that it becomes chulim when after it's bohu liyad koin. You don't give them charomim, because I have to give it as mitzad the nether of charomim, I have to give it to a kohen. So I don't give it to a sofik kohen. He's not a kohen. Leidach, Jesus says, v'ein meitziyem miyodom. That, what does that mean? That means if they themselves are machim, they can keep it. Like Taisvis, Amayra de Kekasha, how can they keep it? Calls man, the charomim do not come liyad koyin, it's hegdish. So, if he's not a koyin, so how can he keep it? It's hegdish. Vaymerisha yitnu zeva zeva yisnu beinem. So he says all the charomim, they'll give each one to the other one. Either I'm a koyin or you're a koyin, or it's bo liyad koyin. Zok the Gemara. We heard in the Mishnah that Mesu Haksheirim, that we heard that there was a Taruvis of two Schorim. One was Ben Ishtay, one was Ben Kalosoy. It says Mesu Haksheirim is that taruves levnei as keino chilzin v'loy miyavne. That means, if the mesek sherem here means the brothers of the isha, not of the caliph. So there is the meisu aksheirim atruvis of neisken of chelzim lemiyamim. So the Gemara asks elahanach mishum de iarev lohu havel hem psulim. It's a psamod naloshen. The vadoim you call aksheirim and they're called psulim. Amar apope emo umeisu havadoim. Not aksheirim, havadoim. Livnei hakale echot choyleitz veechot miyabim. That means if the bnei vadoim of the kale died, so echad chilutz vechad miyabim, davke michlitz vahod yevumi, the seder is davke like this, avu yevumi berei shaloi, the kapoga bi yevum elishuk, because the second one, if it'll be miyabim, maybe he's not an och, He's a chiyoviv. So memelus is poga biyavam l'shuk. So therefore, the first one has to give chalitza, and then the second will be meyav. Kehenes shenis arev vlodo bivlad shivchoso. So the Mishnah says v'chilkin chelik echod begoyim. And you give them one chaylik and the goyren. You have here two people, one is an eved, one is a shifcha. You give them one chaylik. So the Gemara says, pshite. Now, let us see Taisvis, now we'll see Rashi. Chaylik echot pshite, perish, pshite sh'elam ela chaylik echot. That means as follows. The halacha is the mitzvah of matnas kohuna, you give truma to a kohen. You don't give truma to an eved. There's no mitzvah to give truma to an eved knani. An eved knani is permitted to eat truma. A behem is also permitted to eat truma. You're not making mitzvahs nesin is truma. You're sticking it to behem's mouth. That's not the mitzvah of nesin. The mitzvah is nesin to give to a kohen. So one is a kohen, one is an eved. Both are permitted to eat the truma, but vashteitzer that only one. There's a chiyuv to give one chelik. Only one deserves a chelik and truma, not the other one. So that's argues a chelik echad pshita perish pshita she'en lamel a chelik echad. So why does the Mishnah have to mention this? It's understood. Let us see Rashi. Chelik echad Rashi in a different gerusa. Chelik echad salke daitoch. Chelik echad mashme shel kol echad. So the Maram explains that Rashi's girsa was that you give a chelik lechol echad ve'echad. So the Maram says, how can that be? That's even not true. You don't give a chelik lechol echad ve'echad. One is a kohen and one is an eved. So the Gemara says, Eima chelik ke'echad. You give one chelik when they're both together. When they're not both together, you won't give anything. That means, theoretically, we could say that one of them could come, and they'll say like this, Rabbi Isai, if I'm a kohen, if I'm an eved, so give me for my other. And al pi cheshbon, that's a cheshbon. So the Mishnah says that ein chilken truma le'eved om kein rabbi imay. We will only give to the eved if the rabbi is there also. That's ein chilek when they're ke'echad. The sanyan. Ein chilken truma le'eved om kein rabbi imay divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Oimer yochol sheyoymer, he could say, im koyen ani tnuli bishvil atzmi. He can say as follows. It doesn't have to come with the Odin. If I'm a kohen, so then give it for me. V'im evet kohen itnuli b'shvil Rebbe. So what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi? If you can give an evet alone, Rabbi Yosi came with a cheshbet, that he can come among them, shall give me a chelik. So the Gemara says as follows. That means in Bimkaimisha Rabbi Yehuda, that was a sufficient proof. If you were chaylik to this person trume, so mamela, that was sufficient proof that he's a koyin and malin mitrume leyuchsin. So mamela, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, an eved, a suffic kohen, suffic eved can't come to the geirim to demand a chelik. Because if you see him there by the geirim getting a chelik, so he's called a kohen miyuchas already. Malim mitrum aliyuchsim. So therefore he can only come with the other. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Loza bar Tzadik. Miyomai lei heyadeti ala edis echot. I only said one Eidus in my life, and that Eidus, Vehelo Eved Lekohuna Alpi. And from that Eidus, they were Mala and Eved Lekohuna. Frag de Gemore, Helo Salkedaito, Ashta Behemten Shal Tzadikim en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Al Yodom, Tzadikim Atzmon Lekoshkein. Ela eimo bikshu lahalois eved lekohuna alpi. They wanted to be mala and eved lekohuna alpi. The way that we chapzach. What was the story? Chozo ba'asrei de Rabbi Yosi. I saw ba'asrei de Rabbi Yosi that they gave this person truma. They were mechelktem truma. Ba'ozol ba'asid ba'asrid Rabbi Yehuda. And I said, hey, this ba'asrid Rabbi Yehuda. No, I saw that they gave him tumah. So ba'asrid Rabbi Yehuda, they wanted to be malam lekune. And he almost was nichshol. What does he Rashi? Chelek ke'echot. Im bo shneyem ala goyren. Noisnim lehem. Avoze beloize. Ein chelkim lehem. Diksova ein chelkim truma levet om ken rabba imoy. Dul mosa lasuki liyuchsim de sobri koyenom. Im koyen ani. Asofi koyen vesofi kevet koy. Kimas nisim. Oyu malin mitruma liyuchsim. Lav machi loson, ele mechaluke. From the chaluke alone they were malet. Hilkech ein chelkin loy, delay leisei lasuki liyuchse. Behemton shal tzadikim, chamoyre shara pinches ben yoyl. Zog taisvis, vim evet koyen ani, tnuli bishvil rabbi. Hiksho harab al chonon, למען דיום ולקמון אין חלקין תרומה לאישה משום גרושה. The Gemara says later we'll have you don't give to an Isha ala goyren, and the reason is because if you'll be giving her, maybe when she'll become this garish, she's a steady customer, she comes to the goyren to get her chelek in trume, so after garish and she'll also come, and then she's not permitted to eat truma, to get truma. So, chenami gabi eved, neichish, forget about the malin, you're not malin, obo neichish, shema, yisha, la'acha, shenishtacha, however, an eved will be able to come, and they'll always say, I'm taking for my odin, so he'll come after his meshucha also. V'omari dein lochesh lekach. Shleyarzik atzmai be'evet. That means after he's a meshucha, there's two things. There's covet and there's money. And covet comes before money. That means to get a free trume and they'll say he's an evet, das nicht. It's not worth the price. He won't be mad. I don't be afraid that he'll come and he'll say he's ever shalplaini. Bo'anami le'chashinin, so they says maybe there's another chashat, shema yimkerenu rabbi li'Yisrael. Maybe his rabbi will sell him to Yisrael. V'yishal, and he'll get, he's still an Eved. The covet, he's not eligible for the covet. He's still an Eved. So he'll come for this, for the trume. The kivin, the mezainois of al rabbi, lo yehei choytei velo eloi. So why should he do such a thing? For his food, his rabbi has to take care of him. So why should he stammer zebiyein, adam choytei velo eloi? What is he going to do with this? And get an extra meal from trume? So what does he hear from this? Ach koshe, so Taisa says, but I'll tell you a case, the maskinim perikama de gitten, shiyocha la rav leima la eved asay imi vein izonach, that an odin can say, that asay imi vein izonach, that you should work for me, and I won't be mefanish you, but my lechashin ishem a yishol os, kiven shen rabbi mefanish hoy. That alone is not a milsa de shchicha that the Odin should say, it's a mamel non have to be chayish. Salke daitoch, hello, hashta behemten shal tzadikim, hello salke daitoch, nired legasina leid leishayich ach pirche el bemokim shachocham atzmoy nichshal bachilas isov ein laharich kam. So Taisva seems to ask that why was the Gemara Metame and the Rabbi Loza Barab Tzadik was Nichshal in Achet? He was Mala Eved Lakuna Al Piv. Hashte Bemtem Shal Tzadikim. That is Darke Bemidi Dachile. We see that Tzadikim were Nichshal in Chatoim. And Taisva says in a few places, Davka achet shel achile, achile sisa, that's a gnai. So then they were nichshu. That we have a psahavtocha ashta behemtam shel tzadikim, tzadikim atzma miboy. But other chatoim, we see that they were nichshu. So Tosfos says, we're not geiris. Hashta behemten shel tzadikim. So what is the girsa? So let's look in the box. So the girsa is, hello, sal kedaitach. That's it. So what's that in the kasha? Hello, sal kedaitach. They were mala. What's the kasha? So the Tosfos HaRosh explained that the kasha is that hello, that there were male and eved lekuhuna alpi. Why were they male? If you know he's an eved, so why were they male? That's not the Gemara's kasha. Male hello means it seems they were male behechlet. So why were they male if you know he's an eved? So the Gemara says rotsu lahalik. The Tosfos HaRosh wants to fa'emfa this girsa. He says something very interesting. He says, it could be the havi k'moy issa achila. They were male and eved l'kohun alpiv. That's similar to issa achila. Kivin yishayachiluhu trume af la'acha sheyishtacha. So memele, a very interesting Tosfos HaRosh, that since al yodoi, there was an eved that used to come and there were chaylik trume loy bishvil adaynov. And then he was made on this, so now they accepted him as a koyim. Mechaluk is trume leyuchsin. So now he's accepted as a koyim, and people will give him trume, and he'll eat the trume. So memele kivin sheyachilu trume af lache sheyishtacher. So this is called a pgam in achila, that even though he himself was not nichshel in an isar achila, but that what he was mesaved, that another person will be nichshel in an isar achila, this also has a din of when not marshal Tzadikim b'midi d'achila. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says, Amoyu d'kechidish. Number one, that's mzach, that where you mesaviv an achila shel odom acher also goes into this cloud. And number two, we're under the impression that the gedder of Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol al yodom, it's a psagnai for a tzadik to eat a machol osa. Here, Lemaise, it's not pshat, he's the zor that's eating trume. He's not up to it. He's not roi to it. And this also goes into the haftoche that Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu, marshal tzadikim. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh wants to say. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbonon. Asore ein chelkim lem trume beveis agronis. There are 10 people which were not chalik l'trume beveis agronis. Ve'elo hein, cheresh shoyte ve'koten, tumtum v'androigenis, ve'eved ve'ishe, ve'orul v'hatomei, ve'noisei isho she'eino hegenis loy. So all these 10, we will not be mechalik for them befarhesye beveis agronis. But, vikulon mishagrim lahem levoteim. Although, not befarhesye, we can send it levoteim. Chutz mitomei vinoise isha she'eino hegenis loy. To these two we will not send trume bevoteim. Now the Gemara is going to explain why we were not mechalik to these 10. Bishlay mechere shayte bekotten, lav bnei deyen inu. Lav bnei deyen. That is Hirashi. Asore in chelkim, kulu meforish taimen. Ve'isha eishes koyin. Ve'oru koyin shemesu ochiv machmas mila. She'eina hegenis, psula lakuna, a coin that married a grusha. משגרים להם לבותיהם ואוכלן, ואורו שעושה לאכל, מאכל לנושה ועבודו. חוץ מתומי לקמי מפורש, why we don't send to a tomei. So now the Gemara says, now why are you not mechalek begoyim? So Mishlam Echeres Sheitz Mekodim, the love b'nei deyaninu. Bezilusa de trume lechalek lehen begoyim le'en keil. It's a psazilzul. It's a zilzul to take trume adova kodesh and give it to a love b'nei deyaninu. Tumtum v'androgenis Nam berye bifnei atmoninu. So the Gemara says that a tumtum adroiges nami berye bifnei atmoninu. Berye bifnei atmoi. So Rashi says, vavizilusa de kotshim, to give a kotshim to a berye. Eved nami, we don't give to an eved, dilma osi la suki mitrume le yuchse. Oral v'tome, mishum de me'isi. An oral you don't give, mishum de me'isi. Now I had a shtikel ha'orev. The Gemara said, the Gemara explains why you don't give a tumtum. Why didn't you give a tumtum? Because he's a berya. L'chayre, there's another cheshbon why you don't give a tumtum. A tumtum is an oral. It's a sophic oral. So why did Gemara have to say a new cheshbon? From that I thought two terutzim. One terutz, I thought that that's true. A tumtum is a sophic oral and a badai berye. So that means if you want to say a reason why not to give him, so you could say a reason, could, maybe he's a oral. But I'll tell you a better reason. He's a badai berye. If a berye is a reason not to give, that's a zilzul, so that's not a reason misofik. It's a reason mivadai. He's a badai berye. And then I thought, we had a taisvist of ayin beizam at beiz. Taisvist of ayin beizam at beiz says, divamaschal hosom, Taisva says, Tumtum, kivin the loy efshe, kivin the loy efshe, lomoil, loymois. Taisva, that's one teretz in Taisva, that a tumtum that can be mal himself, he's not mois. So if the Gemara says the reason you don't give Tanoro because he's mois, so a tumtum is not mois. He's not mois at all. Some in Mele, so that's what he must say, a tumtum you don't give because he's a berier. Noise isha she'eino higenis loy mishum knosa. That's a knas, we consent him. He married an isha that he's not permitted to marry. Ella isha my time loy. Why don't you give an isha? Pligi bo rav pope veravune bereid rav yeshua. Chad omar mishum gerushe. That maybe she'll be nizgarish and she'll still come. V'chad omar mishum yichut. That it's, the geirin was a mokim that was moved all minayir, and if a woman will come there, it could be she'll be nich, she'll be isa yichut. May binayu. Ike binayu beidori de mekorev lemoso v'loishchichu bu inshi. A goyren that is near the ear, but there's not many people there. So als yichud pastis, als grushe pastis nicht, because it's near the ear. So if she was geget, people know about it. Inami de merachik, shchichi bo inshi, or the other way around. Could be it's far away from the ear, so if she got geget, not too many people will know about it, but shchicha beinshi. V'kulon mishagrim lahem levoteim, chutz mitomei v'noise isha sheine hegenes loy. You send to the bottom, besides Atomiv Naisisha Shane Genesloy. Avul Oru Mishagrinalai. And Oru you do send. My time Mishum the Onis. Frag the Gemore Tome Nami. Ho Onis. So the Gemara answers, Hai Nofish Unsei Vahai Loi Nofish Unsei. Let us see Rashi. Mishum grusha shema yegarshena bailo, vehi zore, v'lo yodi inshi, and people will not realize that she's giget, u'palgilo, and they'll be choylek trumeta. The mikarev lemoso, mishum grusha leka, do somach lemoso hu, v'yodi lo, I grusha hi, don't know that she's a grusha. Mishum yichodika hoyod lo ishchiche beinshe. Inami de merachek, mishum grushe ike, mishum yichodlek. Chutz mi tome knosohu deloy izdoyo. He says, why don't we send that tome? We can't send him, but because he should have been careful, he shouldn't have been metam himself. So the Gemara asked, that he's an honest, is the reason an oral we do send is because he's an honest, so Tommy is also an honest. So the Gemara says, at oral is nafish unsei, shemeisu ochiv, that his brothers died. So what should he do? So here the Ha'ore from this Gemara, and I found Baruch Hashem the Keren Eire asks the Kashe. We hear in the beginning of Perik Ha'oru, the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam is that an Oru Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Milos Alati Trume. He doesn't have a Teva Solo, that's the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds he doesn't have a Shem Oru. Na Gemara would seem klar, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara is asking, why do you send to an Oru? Why don't you send to a Tome? Because he's an Onis, he's an Efficion. He sent to an Oru, he's not a, but speaking about Mesu Ochiv Mach Masmila, he's not an Oru. He's allowed to eat Trume. Lalok is allowed to eat Trume. According to Meitam, he's not called Mois either. We're talking about an oral that's meisu ochiv mach masmila. We're not talking about an oral that meisu did not want to be mal himself. He's not an onis. So we're speaking about an onis that meisu ochiv mach masmila. Vafal pikein, he's not permitted to eat. He's mois, aval kaponim, mishagin lebeisoi. So lechayre, it's a merdike kash ander Rabbeinu Tam. Let us see Taisvis, Zuk Taisvis, Ve'eluhen cheresh shayte v'kotn. So Taisvis says, Heino davke v'kotn sheine yedeya lisa kapot. Besayf lulav ha'gozul, tanya yedeya lisa es kapot, chilkim leitrume v'kotn koi hos. Later is a gillion at Taisvis. The kulon mishagrin lebotayim. You send lebotayim. Tractoises vim toime lomo mishagrin lecheresh shoite valeleish meru betare. How can you send it to them? Vieshloimer sheyesh lahem apetropis bebotayim. Mikomo kemein chilkulem penyaboy lechale kafilu ein lahem apetropis. It would seem that Taisvis did not learn like Rashi. Taisvis learned that the Rabbi Ritva brings down that the reason you don't give Tacher Rishay to the Kotan, Dulma Metamaluhu, Ayavi Lule Zorim, that's why you don't give to Tacher Rishay to the Kotan. That's the reason. So Melis of Taisvis asked, so the same reason applies. So, but there's an apotropis bevotayim.
But in Chalkim Lehem, so the Tais HaRosh is Moshev Sheina Kol Yoidim Shesh Lam Apotropis Mishamachim Ein Chalkim. He said, but for Heshia, it's not too well known that there is an apotropis that's taking care. So Memele, that is why Ein Chalkim Lehem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabona, her Eved Vaisha in Chilkim Lem Truma Beveis Agronis. That we don't give them Truma Beveis Agronis. Ube Mokim Shechilkim Noisnim Leisha Tchila Paitra Noisa Miyad. But where you do give, so you give her first. You don't let them wait around. So the Gemara asks, my comma, he just said, Ein Chilkim Lem. Whatever the reason is, and I say b'mokim shechilkim. So the Gemara answers, "Ochi koma." We're not speaking about truma. Truma you don't give. B'mokim shechilkim ma'iseroni. Noisnin leisha tchile. Then we give an isha first. My time mishum zilusa. Because it seems it's a zilzul for a isha to wait around. Kolkvuda basmelech pnime, so to wait around in the, when with his men there, and thus it's a zilzul for her to wait there. So memela, you give her first. Omarov, mereishe kavaosu gavre veitze ledino kamoi. When I hear two din toires, there was two toivim. One toiveya was a ishe, one toiveya was a ish. Have sharina tigra de gavre bereish. As I used to first tell the woman to wait, and I started the din teure of the man. Amine, I said, the mechayev b'mitzvahs. That means, so, he has a din kedime. Kiven de shamane loho, but now that I heard that there's another cheshman, there's a cheshman, this is a zilzul. Same cheshbon would have been begoyren also. Let her wait. He's chayev v'mitzvahs, so he's more choshev than her. But since I heard that for Kert, that she has a priority because it's a zilzul for her, sherin in tigreditza bereisha, my time mishum zilusa. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, my koma, ktoni ein chilkim, vode ktoni, b'mokim shechilkim. Hochi koma, hai b'mokim shechilkim lab atrumekoi. This isn't going on truma. Hochi koma. V'dovo shechilkim nami l'noshim. K'goin ma'iseroni, shum mischalik p'soich ha'beisha. B'soich ha'bayis b'yir. This is mischalik p'soich ha'bayis b'yir. V'ein kan mishum yichu, d'shchichi inshi. Is noisnim leisha tchila mishum dezila ba milsa lemekim. She should remain there the whole time. That's a zuzul and kvay deisha. Ma'iseroni e mischalik begoyren ella b'soich ha'bayis k'dersiv. So this pasuk is very unclear. So Rashi, the Bach says, "Ve'ochlo bishorecho." So bishorecho means that's not besode. That's in the ear. So this is here. There's no shail of yichud. Ve'oid, and another reason we give ma'isa oni bebayis mishum deleilichsefu aniyim. That means. Namokim porutz, it's a bigger bezoyin. Gavre veitze, ze teiveya baldinoi, bezu teivas baldino, vein adin bein shnei. So Rove used to say, shorino tigro de gavre bereisha, yisi niskak le ish tchila, ligmeres dinoi. Va'achar kach, o yisi niskak, lodoin bein isho, and bein baldino. Let us see Tosfos. Meiser oni, hamischalik b'soich habayis. That is no yichud. Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, the trei gavni meiser oni, hu kedom epek baschad in the door. כאן במייסר עוני המשחלק בשיח הבית, כאן במייסר עוני המשחלק בשיח הגרונס. There is a מייסר עוני that is משחלק בשיח הגרונס. ומייסר עוני המשחלק בשיח הבית, היינו עד פסח. That is till Pesach. Till Pesach they used to give the Maisroni bebayis. Kedisanya besifri, kosev echad oima, mikzei shaloshonim toitzi, vinachta bisharecha, demash misrech lanichi begoyren, oboin anit niyem vinoitli noisoi, bekosev echad oima, kisachal olasas kol maisa tvorosra, boshona ashlishish nasa maisa vinosato, The mashme shaha balabayis mechalkoi, midachsi venosato. So the Sefri says, okay, tzar, ada pesach shuz man kshomim, ve'im enichoi b'chutz nifsad mechalik b'soich b'esach. V'zeh ma'iseroni mechalik b'soich habayis, v'chsi b'nesine. Umi pesach shuz man bir, oyim enichoi b'goyrim, So that what it says, that you're mechalik, leisha, and you're magdimah, that is speaking about the maisa onish and is chalik babai.